is conditional use number 2070, Cape Henlopen School District.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a special needs school, the Sussex Consortium, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 25 acres, more or less. The property is located on the southwest side of Sweetbriar Road, Road 261, approximately 3,800 feet southeast of Cave Neck Road, Route 88. The 911 address is 17344 Sweetbriar Road, Lewis. The tax map is District 235, Map 27, Parcel 20. Staff does note we are in receipt of the response from the service level evaluation request from DLDOT. I'd also want to plus on December 15th, and that their plus comments and their response to those are included in the exhibit booklet that they have provided. We also note that there's a staff analysis regarding the application that provides information regarding the land use from the comprehensive plan, the surrounding zoning and surrounding uses, and there was a site plan included in the packet. Thank you.
All right. We thank you. Chair recognizes Mr. Fuquay.
Good evening, gentlemen. For the record, my name is Jim Fuquay, and I'm an attorney representing the applicant, the Cape Henlopen School District, and I think I want to welcome back Mr. Ross. We're all glad to see that he did make it back from
Thank
that
you.
Trip.
Yeah.
With me are Brian Bassett. Brian is the Director of Administrative Services for the Cape Henlopen School District, and Tim Metzner, and he's with Davis Bowen and Friedel. And an exhibit book was submitted, which I assume you gentlemen have been given a copy of.
We have.
Okay. This is an application for a conditional use for a new school for the Cape Henlopen School District. The proposed site is located on the southwest side of Sweetbriar Road. It's approximately 1 mile north of Route 9. The site itself contains 24.8 acres, and it's a portion of a larger tract of land containing 141 acres, which is owned by Red Mill Pond, LLC. The parcel is cleared. It's surrounded on the south, east, and west by farmland and woods. On the north side of Sweetbriar Road, across from the site, are three residential developments, Vincent's Overlook, which is an MRRPC, however you say it, Carl Seilgen Acres, which is a GR subdivision, and Sweetbriar, which is a manufactured home development. The parcel is zoned AR1, and educational institutions are permitted as a conditional use in the AR1 zoning district. The new school being requested by the district will be the new Sussex Consortium main facility. And I think everyone has heard of the Sussex Consortium, but I would like to give some background and history for anyone who is not familiar with the mission and goals of the consortium. The Sussex Consortium started in 1975. It was a pilot project between the Children's Beach House Incorporated and the Cape Henlopen School District. Its purpose was to serve the students in the area with severe learning disabilities. From that beginning, it has evolved and expanded to its current role of providing educational opportunities to a variety of students with special needs, including hearing difficulties and challenges associated with autism spectrum disorder. The Cape Henlopen School District administers and operates the Sussex Consortium, but as indicated by its name, the consortium serves the needs of children throughout Sussex County, regardless of the school district in which they live. The number of children attending and served by the consortium has grown from approximately 95 in 2003 to over 280 students today. The consortium's main facility is currently at the old Lewis School Building on Savannah Road in Lewis. And in the past, consortium has moved from building to building as space was available within the district. There are also consortium classrooms located in the Cape Henlopen High School, in two middle schools, and in two elementary schools for children who are able to be part of a general student population but have special learning needs, which are dealt with in the classrooms. That this new school would be designed, constructed, and tailored to accommodate the needs of its students. The consortium student-teacher ratio is approximately 4.3 students per teacher, and children participating in the program range in age from 3 to 21. The school operates regular school hours of 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. year-round, and all teachers at the consortium are special education certified, autism certified, and core certified. The consortium has earned a variety of state and national awards and is often visited by educators seeking guidance on establishing similar educational facilities in other states. There's a more detailed history of the consortium in Exhibit 9 of the exhibit book if you are interested. As to the specifics of the application, as to the specifics, the fully built-out school building would be two stories and would contain 98,000 square feet. That would be about the same size as the new elementary school that's being built on Route 24 by the Cape Henlopen School District. At full build-out, the school could accommodate approximately 410 students, which again is beyond what this current student enrollment is, but obviously planning for the future to deal with additional students. The building would be built in stages. The main building, which would be the first part of the construction, would contain 60,000 square feet with future additions totaling 38,000 square feet. There'd be one entrance from Sweetbriar Road with parking areas, as you can see on the site plan, in the front of the building. And to the north of the building. The building would contain areas commonly associated with the school. There'd be classrooms, administrative offices, a gymnasium, cafeteria and kitchen, secured outside courtyard areas, and possibly in the future an indoor swimming pool and locker rooms. Water for domestic use and fire protection would be provided by Tidewater Utilities. A sewer would be from Sussex County as part of the West Rehoboth Sanitary Sewer District. Stormwater management systems would be designed and constructed in accordance with current DENREC regulations. The entrance to the school would be designed in accordance with DLDOT requirements. DLDOT reviewed the proposed use and determined that a traffic impact study was not warranted. The district will contribute an area-wide study fee per DLDOT's requirements, and DLDOT's letter regarding that is dated November 16, 2016, and it's the last two pages of Exhibit 4 in the exhibit book. Fire protection would be provided by the Lewis Fire Department. DENREC indicated in the PLUS letter of December 15, 2016, that the project is located on a site with few environmental concerns, and the State Historic Preservation Office indicated that there are no known archaeological or National Register sites located on the parcel. There are also no tidal or non-tidal wetlands on the site, nor are there any known federal listed endangered or threatened species inhabiting the site. In choosing this site, there were several factors that were considered by the district. First, since the consortium is operated by the Cape Henlopen School District, it is necessary and needed that it to be located within the Cape District boundaries. Second, the main consortium facility, as I said, is currently located in Lewis. Because the consortium serves students throughout Sussex County, it was determined that a location in the western part of the school district was appropriate to make the school more accessible and convenient for all of the children who attend the school, some of whom have a fairly long bus ride to come to the school, children from the Del Mar area and western Sussex County. Thirdly, Obviously, the proposed site had to be available for sale. And lastly, pursuant to Delaware law, which is section 7525 of Title 29, a school district acquiring land for school construction must first obtain approval from the Delaware Department of Education, from the Office of Management and Budget, and from the Office of State Planning Coordination. So pursuant to that statute, the district originally submitted three proposed sites to the Office of State Planning Coordination by way of the PLUS process back in November of 2015. After performing due diligence investigating the sites, it was determined that the site before you tonight was the most appropriate site for the new consortium. That determination was approved by the Department of Education, the Office of Management and Budget, and the Office of State Planning Coordination, and a copy of their approval letter dated March 28, 2016 is in the exhibit book as Exhibit 5. As to the legal land use considerations, under the comprehensive plan, the site is located in the environmentally sensitive developing area, which, as you know, is a growth area as designated by the comprehensive plan. Growth areas are areas where development is directed and planned for. And in addition, as I mentioned, the site would be served by public water and Sussex County sewer. Under the zoning ordinance, the land is zoned AR1. Educational institutions are specifically recognized as a conditional use that may be approved by the county in the AR1 zone. And then under the conditional use section of the zoning ordinance, it is provided that conditional uses are generally of a public or semi-public character and are essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the residents of Sussex County. And quite honestly, the New Sussex Consortium serving the children of Sussex County with special educational needs is certainly and obviously of a totally public character, and without a question, that use is essential, desirable, and needed for the general convenience and welfare of all residents of Sussex County. We are fortunate to have such a program in Sussex County, and I can't think of a more appropriate and deserving conditional use than a modern educational facility for the Sussex Consortium to continue serving the needs of the current and future children of Sussex County at this location, which I believe is totally appropriate and accessible. I do have some proposed findings and conditions, which I will hand to Janelle to submit to you for your consideration. And that is everything I have to present to you. I obviously will answer any questions you have. We do have some folks with us who would like to speak, and they're not formally part of our presentation. And if you'd want to hear them now, we could have them come up, or we can wait until you'd want to ask for people in favor.
You can proceed. Let's hear everybody, and then we'll hold our questions till the end.
All right, whoever wants to speak, yes. No time to speak.
Good evening. My name is Dale Oberender. I'm the parent of a young man now with autism.
Hang on. I'm just going to stop you just for a second. If you don't mind. It's all good, but I want to ask your attorney something. Mr. Fuqua, is the testimony that's going to be offered by these folks, is this more advocacy for the school? Would this be more appropriate for them to speak when we call for public comment? Or
yeah, that's what I was indicating, that they're here with us. They're not part of my presentation. They're just here to speak about the school.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought they were part of your entourage that were going to be part of your presentation. Okay, excuse me. I'm sorry, but you'll get a chance. I promise you. And you'll be. And you know what? You're going to be first. Okay, you're going to be first because I don't think it's going to take very long here. Let's go ahead and see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. And we're going to start with Mr. Ross.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Business first. Most schools have a sign out front to advertise events or whatever. I didn't notice one on the site plan. I'm assuming that the school would want to have a lighted sign, 4x8, 32 square foot out front. Okay. And then we'll have a condition that says dumpsters have to be screened. We discussed that earlier. I didn't notice one on the site plan. We'll just put that in conditions. And then the I noticed that the on the site plan, the parking lot is all the way up against the 15-foot buffer on the west side. But on the east side, there seems to be ample room. Is there a reason why it's not centered on the road frontage?
Tim, could you address that? Just identify yourself.
Yeah, Tim Metzner with Davis Bone and Friedel, 23 North Walnut Street, Milford, Delaware. It's kind of hard to see, but on the east side, there is a pretty steep vertical elevation difference right there. There's an existing ditch that runs out. So it makes sense from a grading standpoint. It'll have less impact into that ditch right there. So it's kind of shifted over. And then also by our entrance, where our entrance location is at, it kind of gives a direct route into the drop-off area.
Okay. And that site is virtually 100% cleared. I mean, there's just a little bit. And I guess it looks to me like there's an opportunity to plant a forested buffer at least around the perimeter. I'm not sure what the expansion plans might be long term, so you may be reluctant to do forested buffer in the open space in the back for fields or athletic fields or whatever, but it seems to me an opportunity for aesthetic noise purposes to plant trees along the perimeter within that 15-foot setback or even a little beyond. Certainly you can't get into the parking lot on the west side, but the rest of it is open, and you can maybe even go beyond the 15-foot with a forested buffer, given the activity at the schools would be maybe sometime nighttime activities, lights, sights, and sound. I don't think we could probably require it in conditions if we wanted to. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, I don't think we've evolved to that level of this yet. That would really be more of a site plan.
I agree.
But I certainly don't disagree with you. There certainly would be plans for landscaping on the site. Whether or not a full tree buffer of the development would be, number one, financially feasible or appropriate or needed, but that's certainly something to be discussed and looked at. But
planting trees is generally inexpensive. Since the field's open, you don't have to do a lot of site prep. We may put a condition that you just have consultation with the Department of Ag, Forestry Department, and then see where it leads, okay?
Yes.
That'd be okay? That's all, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Okay. Mr. Hudson.
No questions, thank you.
Okay. Mr. Hopkins.
No questions.
All right then. Mr. Brandaway.
None, thank you.
Ms. Cornwell.
No, thank you.
Council.
None, thanks.
All right then. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application, and we already know that there's at least a few. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2070 Cape Henlopen School District?
We know one.
And we'll start with a, we'll start right here. Go ahead.
Good evening. My name is Dale Oberender, and I'm the parent of a young man who has autism who went to the Sussex Consortium, and when the attorney indicated there were 95 in 2003, my son, I think, was the 93rd child that went to the consortium in 1992. I'm sorry, in 2002. This is, you guys, to me, I see you guys are the next step on the ladder to make this happen. And this is such a tremendous need for this county to have this school and to have this available for the individuals with, you know, the young men and girls that are suffering with autism. The beginning stages of working with these young children is so critical and so important, and to have a building that they can go to that can be tailored to their needs to help the teachers who are, you know, the most dedicated individuals that are working with these very difficult students to work with it's just critical, you know. And I'm just speaking from the heart to tell you guys, you know, I don't know where we would be, where my wife and I would be, if it weren't for the consortium. You know, my son was a very challenged young individual. I didn't know that we would ever be able to have him out in public, you know, as an adult. And now he's graduated last year from the consortium with the help of the school. He's holding down two jobs at this point, you know, with the assistance of Autism Delaware and a job coach. And that's what it's all about. It's about getting our kids ready for work, making them as productive as they can be. And, you know, this group of kids that we're working with are challenged and they do need help. And we need this kind of a school to work with these folks. So I encourage you to support this, you know, and whatever is needed to make this happen, we need to make it happen. I was the suspect president for many years with the school, and we've been advocating for this type of a thing to be occurring for several years. You know, we've gotten this far, so I hope that this site does get approved so that we can make this happen. It was already mentioned to you about the location. It is a good site because it does put it a little bit further west. It's very difficult for these kids to be on the school bus for a long period of time. They have a lot of behavioral problems to begin with. And when they're traveling from Seaford and Delmar and places farther from the west, putting it, you know, on the west side, it's a good location. So that's another reason that it really makes this a good spot to be putting the school. So I really hope that you guys can figure a way to make this work and make it happen. And I thank you for your time.
All right, sir, we thank you. All right, who's next in favor?
Hello, my name is Karen Shaw. I'm a lifelong resident of Rehoboth and Dewey Beach. My daughter, Ginger, who's here, has been a student at the consortium for 17 years, and she was 2.5 when she started. Now she's almost 20. As her pediatrician said shortly after she was diagnosed with autism, if you're going to raise a child with autism, Lewis, Delaware is the place to do it. And we've been very grateful to have that opportunity. Just to put it very succinctly, before I adopted Ginger, I was in the real estate business, and I can wholly recommend that this site be approved as the highest and best use. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Anyone else in favor? Just pull it down.
There you go.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
My name is Jen Shard, and I live in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, Rehoboth Beach. I am currently a student at the Census Consortium Life Skills Center. Mm-hmm. Next year, when I turn 21, I will be able to find a paying job and volunteer for the Census Consortium. Volunteer job in this community. Thank you, Census Consortium, all my great teachers. I hope you get your new school.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, anyone? Anyone else? Anyone else in favor? Yes, ma'am.
I'm Vivian Bush. I'm the principal at the Sussex Consortium, so I could be prouder of her. But I just wanted to say, I want to reiterate something. They all said what I was going to say, but I wanted to reiterate what the attorney said about the fact that we've been retrofitted into different spaces within the Cape and Lopen School District for as long as we've been in existence, well, as long as we've been part of Cape. And we've made it work, but this will be fit for our students and be able to accommodate and help them to grow and learn in an environment that will be fit for them instead of just us fitting into a space in the district. So thank you all very much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Anyone else wish to speak in favor? Is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2070? Yes, sir. Come on up.
Hello, my name is Frank Kozak. I'm here with my wife, Karen. Okay. We're not opposed to the school, but we have concerns about the traffic.
Okay.
My wife and I live directly across the street, right on the corner of Brohan and Sweetbriar. Yeah. It's a very noisy road to begin with. About 50 feet from the road into our property. And the way I understand it, they are supposed to be putting the road going in directly across from Brohan, which is going to create a very big problem. We won't be able to get out when we want to get out, because the road on Brohan is actually one way in and one way out. there is no other exit. Where the people in our neighborhood, we all rely on that one road to go out on Sweetbriar. The speed of those cars are not 50. They're 70 mile an hour going up and down that road. Are they going to put a speed limit on that road? Is the traffic going to be able to handle that road? That's our concern. We'd like to have the answers to whatever. I don't know if they can move that road up further from Brohan, which would be a big help. But like I said, it's going to cause a bottleneck and traffic problem right there for us. And the noise will be loud because of the buses, diesel buses that close to the road near our home. So that's our concern right there.
Okay.
And the neighbors' concerns. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition? Yes, ma'am.
My husband and I, can we both?
Sure. Come on up.
We live right next door. Yeah,
Carl and Linda Hayden.
I'm sorry. Carl and Linda Hayden.
Okay.
And we live on Sweetbriar Road.
Uh-huh.
Right next door, not across the street. I'm not sure. I'm looking at the sketch. But I think this is Sweetbriar. Okay. We are, can I point out?
Sure, go ahead.
We're right next door over here where there's not much green space from what I can see. I don't know how far back the parking lot will go. Do you know how many feet back, how deep that will be?
I'll find out for you.
And right now there's just a barbed wire fence.
Right.
From the farmer that's there, and
around the one Sweetbriar goes all the way around on the side.
Right.
So.
And we're wondering about what sort of buffers will be put there, because it looks like
I have a quick
much
question though, because on the plans, this is part of that larger field, and at least on the aerial photographs, it doesn't look like there's any house that's.
You're on the other side. You sure you're not on the other side?
You're on the other way, other side of the field. There.
You're on the east side, right?
If you're going up Sweetbriar,
yeah.
The school's going to be on the left. We're the first house.
Before the school.
If you're coming from Route 9?
Yes.
Or?
That was my question.
Once you pass the school, we're
once
the first house.
Once you pass the school, right. We're right there.
And there's about six more houses up.
Right, but there, do you see that there's a field
there's a
between
field.
You and where the school
you
is?
You do see that there's a farm field between you and them.
The school is what's where that site plan's plotted on this drawing, and then there's still however many acres and however many feet of road frontage between
so
the.
This right. is, I think, your house.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. So there, this is not going to be.
Not up against you.
That's not part of this application. So.
Yeah. That's still.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. The land adjacent to you is still AR that will not be disturbed. It'll be used the way it's being used right now. The subject of the application is what's in green there.
Which is not being used for anything.
See, we got a letter in the mail, though. We thought it was
because,
closer.
Well, it's because you were within 200 feet.
They said 200 feet.
Yeah, of any part of the property, not just the building. So that's probably why you got the notice.
And it's 200 feet of the whole property, not. And that's one large tract, so it would start.
At least for the time being, it's not being used. I mean, it's got central sewer and water, so.
It grows, and then it blows.
Yeah.
It goes. He doesn't cultivate nothing there.
But I think it would be safe to say that with sewer and water down there that the parcel adjacent to the school won't be unused for very long.
Someday you might be back.
Yeah.
Okay.
But tonight I'm not sure you have a whole lot to worry about.
Tonight you're okay.
But
yeah,
we'll,
I was
but
curious as to how that setup is. I see what you're doing.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
You.
You're welcome. Okay. Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? All right. Anyone else on the commission? Anyone on the commission have any questions?
Just the gentleman talked about the speed limit. State law posted speed limit is 50 mile an hour, even if it's not posted. So that's already set.
And I understand your concern about the rate at which the traffic is actually moving, and that is certainly an issue. But I can assure you, with this being a school, that our friends at the Delaware Department of Transportation will be taking a very strong interest in what happens here, and I'm quite certain that they're going to have a lot to say about your intersection, and we
we can certainly hope that if this is approved, that they will do their job and make that as safe as possible for everyone, for everyone. So, all right then, is there anyone else on the commission with any questions?
Regarding his, about the speed limit.
Yeah.
I think state law requires in the school the speed limit is going to be 25. Lowered. I think it's to 20 or 25.
Yeah, it's true.
All right then, anything else? All right, there being no further questions from the commission, we will close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.
Thank you, John.
Indeed.
Thank you.
All right, that concludes our public hearings for the